some Canadian content with Foxtrot 17.
Finally, Canada has its own podcast. This Week in Airsoft presents Canadian Content. I'm your host, Foxtrot 17, and my left-handed man. Are you left-handed?
I'm not left-handed.
But you left me in. Mr. Whitewater.
How's it going?
Buddy, how was your weekend?
Not the greatest. Car trouble. Gonna cost me about $1,000 to fix.
Oh, so that's just, almost a PTW you're spending on your vehicle?
Yeah. Three quarters of one?
Well, if it's used, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunately, you didn't get out playing this weekend.
Yeah, that's the main reason why. I heard you had a good time, though.
Tell me
about it.
Yeah. So I was down at Niagara Quartermaster's Field, finally, after being hounded by quite a few people.
Yep.
Actually, it's kind of funny. After I posted up, I was going. It was a last-second decision. Timmy there, Big Timmer asked me to come down, I think, Friday or Thursday. So I didn't really say anything, but when I posted in, everybody was giving me the guilt trip. Why didn't you tell me? Can't let all my secrets out.
Exactly.
So, but actually, I spoke to Josh after. So here, I'm going to play this real quick clip here with Josh. This Week in Airsoft Canadian Content now presents an after-action report with
Josh Mankiw.
All right, Josh, I just spent a day at your field here, Niagara Quartermaster Airsoft Field. I just want to say right off the bat, fantastic field. Minus the mud, but you can't help that.
Nah.
It happens. It's all part of the Milsim experience. So we had a skirmish day. Just go over again what we did today.
Well, basically, first thing that always starts off in an NQ game, we do our straight-up team elimination game. So that went very well, just get everyone's blood pumping. So that, like I said, that went very well. And then right after that, we start dipping into more of our objective scenario games. So we had one where we did an extraction game where we had a down team behind the lines, and a team had to try and go distract them while the enemy force was trying to hunt them down. We took a little bit of a break, and then went right back into more scenario play with a bomb game and so on and so forth.
Despite being skirmish, they were still milsim-oriented with some missions. I had a good time. A lot of interesting features in your field. The little rivers added a little bit to it. At one point, I thought I saw a lake. Apparently, it wasn't. Found out the hard way that we could have went through there. But all in all, though, I will be back to this field, and I'll be bringing my friends as well. Especially, what is it? You said May 31st?
May 31st, we are doing Operation New Dawn 2. That is our 8-hour Milsim game. We did Operation New Dawn 1 last year. It was just a 4-hour kind of teaser game to get the community, see if they're ready for the longer games. And turns out they were really enthusiastic about it, came out, had a fantastic time, wanted a longer game, so that's what we're doing this year.
Okay, on a regular day, you allow younger people, actually you should have mentioned that a second ago. What's the age range here?
Anywhere from 12 plus. Our youngest members are 12. The oldest person we have in the field, I believe, is 62 years old that comes down and plays here.
12 plus with parental consent and whatnot.
Of course, the parent actually has to stay at the field. We definitely we want them to play with the child, but if they stay in the safe zone, that's okay. Just in case there's any emergencies that happen, it can be dealt with right there on the field.
And for the Milsim event?
For the Milsim event, we're still allowing a 12+, but the parent has to be playing with the child. And basically what happens if there's an issue with either the parent or the child, both of them are asked to leave.
Okay, fair enough. I imagine a lot of players would agree with that. Sounds fair. How are you finding the younger players that are coming out? Are they pretty serious, or are they more, the Call of Duty type Milsim?
Gotcha. They start off a lot as the Call of Duty Milsim. They see what they see on video games. They want to come out and do that at the field. But because of the nature of the field and the games that we run, they quickly change their attitude, and they actually start getting a lot more serious and more Milsim-esque, just with the games that we provide here. It's not just straight up go and shoot each other. There's always objectives to do, so it never gets bogged down with just a kill count.
I'd concur. We had a young little gentleman here, didn't have anybody he was with, so I just attached him to our section, and he ran well, and he kept attaching himself to us for the other game. So I guess he liked what we were doing. Yeah, he fell in. It was perfect. So now I want to just touch on a little issue we had here today. Normally this could be seen as negative. I think it's actually a real positive. We had a couple weapons go missing, and I want to say I was really impressed the way your staff and yourself handled it, and the items were actually recovered. The culprit, be it malicious or maybe just misplacing of the items, I'm not going to say either way, wasn't discovered, but still, the items were discovered. I just want to congratulate you on that. And is that the normal protocol here?
First of all, thank you very much. This right here is actually the first incident at the NQ field. It's unfortunate to happen just because of our communities is usually so fantastic. But that is something that the people can't expect. That if anything goes missing in the field, we will put a halt to the game. We will get to the bottom of the issue and solve it before we move forward, because we don't want anyone going home with a sour taste in their mouth in this field.
Absolutely. Okay, so that's what everyone can expect coming to Niagara Quartermaster. If your stuff seems to walk away, they're definitely going to take action on it. Some other fields, it's kind of like, well, that's tough luck. Lock your stuff up. So, no, I really like that. That was fantastic. And like I said, I will be back soon. And we'll see about May 31st. Hope I can make it.
Fantastic. Look forward to it, man. Hope you can make it out as well. Be great.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Josh pretty much said it all there. A lot of skirmish stuff. And it was muddy. Really muddy. Getting out with my Jeep was fun. I should post pictures of that.
Yeah, I can imagine. On that note, actually, I heard there was an issue that took place that ended in, I guess, the community coming together for someone.
As Josh was just saying there, what happens is after one of the events, I think it was the second skirmish, it was announced that someone had, was it two of their weapons and a bunch of mags stolen. And he was with one of the teams. I think he was with the Marines.
Okay.
And so they had their stuff there, and it was an instant, okay, something's missing. Something's wrong here. So they instantly, like, made an announcement. Something's gone awry here. Whoever has it, fess up. Of course, nobody's going to. Then right. They asked their vehicles. Actually, ironically enough, I had my MP5 backup with me with no mags, hoping to acquire some mags legally.
Good point.
Yeah. I have an MP5 here in my case. I'm going to show it to you. And Buddy's like, yeah, that's not mine. Almost like, yeah, that's not mine.
It's not that bad.
That's actually one of my better weapons.
Yeah, I know. I use it when yours was down.
They went through asking people to show, like, open their bags, voluntarily show us what's in your bags. I don't know how it all transpired. I imagine there's going to be rumors and stuff flying. But they actually found the weapons over by the vehicles, and some were in, some were half out of a puddle of water or like a little river.
Okay, so whoever it was, I guess, stashed them for later until maybe everyone left or something, so they weren't caught directly red-handed with anything.
Really impressed the way the staff handled it, and nothing's moving forward till we find them, because actually, yeah, the MP5 looked pretty expensive. And I think it was an M4. It was in the water. He had to take the furniture off, and it was already dripping. It was like, come on. Like, you already tried to steal the guy's weapon. Now you're damaging it. Like,
yeah, that sucks. And it's regardless of what, it may have been an expensive weapon or had such and such accessories or upgrades on the inside. That could be someone's only gun, and you could ruin the sport for them on their first day out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Something
can you imagine?
Like that.
You got your car problems. Somehow you get out there and someone steals your weapon too.
Yeah, exactly.
Double whammy.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that can go wrong, but it's good to hear that they stopped the game. That's a very respectable admin decision.
And it's kind of bold to grab someone's stuff. Like, if you get caught and you're stealing the wrong guy's kit.
Well, if you're stealing anyone's kit and they catch you doing it, you're gone from that game and any game pretty much, like, depending on who the host talks to. But if it gets out there, no one's going to want you to come play.
Or some people say, like, you're going to get punched in the nose.
Yeah, that too.
You're going to have a whole field of people like, I didn't see it. I don't know. Because nobody wants to. One guy actually compared it to when he goes skiing, how skis get stolen.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yeah, I used to snowboard and stuff. I pretend I still do, but exactly. Like, I remember taking my snowboard and putting it beside a nice Burton board.
Yeah.
Why steal mine? Steal this one. So, Operation Vulture happened as well at PRZ. I can't get a hold of anybody to talk about it. I've seen some posts up. People had a good time. I heard through the grapevine that possibly weather wasn't as good. So I don't know what the weather was overnight. I was too busy sleeping to look at the weather.
Yeah, I hadn't really paid much attention to that game.
Yeah, I can't imagine it being super super nice weather to be playing in. Like,
oh yeah, probably not. Everything's melting. I sunk in my own backyard through the grass because it's so waterlogged. So up there, who knows?
Yeah. Well, regardless, they pushed on. Kudos to them.
Yeah, man.
Like golfers. Oh, it's a hurricane. Okay, maybe we'll only play 9 holes. Yeah, so no one wants to come on and talk to us about it. That's okay. We'll get them eventually. And actually, a couple want to. They just don't have a mic. So let me get this straight. You spend over a couple grand in airsoft equipment, and you don't have a mic for your computer.
$25, Future Shop.
Probably even less if you go to Dollar Store. I don't care the quality.
Yeah, that's true.
So check this out. I found this. It's a restaurant in Tokyo, and it's an airsoft bar. Are you seeing this?
Yeah.
So as you scroll down here, like, ooh.
There's plastic army men in the food.
Yeah. Ooh, I'll take the spaghetti and meatballs with the nachos, and oh, definitely I'll have a glass of absinthe, and I'll definitely shoot in the MK, the Mac 11 later. Oh, and you can choose your target. See this? All in the menu. Do you want to go circles? Do you want the active shooter? Oh, do you want the guy taking the hostage? Oh, hello. Is that the wait staff? We need to go to Tokyo, man.
Yeah, we should definitely go over there. That's pretty cool.
What are you doing after work? Let's go for a bite to eat and pop off a couple rounds. Ooh, they even have the L85A2 up there if you look at the images. I'm going to have to post this link in the description or something.
Yeah, I'm all the way at the bottom. They cater to reenactors. They cater to people that don't like circles.
I hate circles. Or people that are ticked off that Target took over for Zellers.
And if they bring you something that you are terrified of eating, you can take it out in the same place. You can take out your anger.
That's terrible. Anyways, I thought that came up. I thought that was pretty cool. It's funny, the worlds of culture. Speaking of worlds of culture, so check this out. I spoke to a gentleman at Niagara Quartermaster this past weekend. He's from Australia. Pretty cool guy. His name's Matt. And so I spoke to him about, I'm not sure if you're aware. Most people are. In Australia, airsofting quite different.
Still at Niagara Quartermaster. Check this out. I found an actual Aussie. How's it going, Matt?
Good, mate. How are you?
Can't complain. No worries, as you would say, right?
Yeah, no worries, mate.
Yeah, we're actually getting that over here. What do you think of North Niagara Quartermaster and your experience here in Canada so far?
It's been great so far. Really appreciate everyone giving me a boost up into starting airsoft here, because we don't really have this down where we are.
I actually have seen that one group who are lobbying to get airsoft legalized in Australia, and I don't think the people here understand how lucky or how good we have it. All right, so why don't you give us a quick rundown of what it's like in Australia trying to get into airsoft or anything of the sort.
The restrictions down there, anything firearm related is ridiculous. Even the paintball guys have a hard time getting anything going, and it's rather expensive to get into that. So
you're speaking of even like those purple and pink and red paintball markers. That's clearly a device for throwing round paintballs at each other.
That's correct.
So for me to take down my C7 would be
you wouldn't get in the country.
I wouldn't get in the country. What if it was for hunting dingoes? Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Matt. It was actually fun playing with you today.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Taking along.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. Like,
I mean, I know because it's a huge island, but essentially an island. It's very remote from the rest of the world. It takes a lot of paperwork sometimes to get other things down there. And I know the cost of stuff over there is sometimes much higher compared to at home. But that's crazy. Like, even paintball guys have a hard time? That's nuts. I would have never thought that. Airsoft, okay, but paintball? Come on.
And don't they have, like, 30 of the most deadliest animals are in Australia?
There was a thing on the internet that I saw a couple weeks ago. It was, like, the 47 or 57 top things that in Australia that can kill you. I think 15 of them were snakes. About 7 of them were spiders. A couple of them were snakes eating spiders and spiders eating snakes, stuff like that. But, yeah, there's... You would need a gun there more than a lot of other places, let alone airsoft or paintball. Or,
yeah.
You know?
Wow. So we think we have it rough, and people that like wine, we've got to put an orange tip on ours.
Yeah, or in, where is it, over in the UK, they have to, if they're not a registered airsofter, they need a colored receiver, like green, pink, blue, whatever.
I kind of agree with that, though. The amount of airsoft stupid, as Thumpy likes to say, people robbing banks with an airsoft gun.
Oh, yeah.
It's only because they're too cheap to buy a real one, or not allowed.
Yeah, mom wouldn't let them buy a real one.
Exactly. So... I think it's time to let the cat out of the bag, or maybe we should say the black sheep out of the bag.
Oh boy, here we go.
Black Sheep Milsim is coming to Canada.
Boom.
Take out your red pen or marker and write it down, May 17th and 18th. Now, we do have a field confirmed. We're not saying exactly where yet because we might acquire a better field. But we do have one field confirmed. Details to follow. All right, so what the major has confirmed, he will come up and do his squad tactics training. Depending on how many people, it's going to be a one, possibly two-day event.
Sounds right.
I thought you ran off to go sign up.
I'm already signed up. What are you talking
about? I'm already
signed up. I got my laptop right here.
Well, that's good. So, yeah, details to follow. And I know I'm probably going to get inundated now, but... Here's a little old topic that we haven't got a chance to talk about, was TAC 14.
TAC 14 was a fun day. Yeah, it was almost a month ago. Time flies, huh?
You like the new venue?
Yeah, I like the new venue a lot. It's a lot bigger. The retail space, or not the retail space, but the, I guess the retail space for the teams and all the vendors and stuff to set up is probably about the same. There's more room in the back for teams and the reenactors and all that fun stuff, but the amount of space for the crowds is so much greater. You're not shoulder to shoulder with people unless you're at a booth checking something out. There's room to move. It's awesome.
As far as table space, it seemed very well, they had room in between tables as well.
Yeah, it wasn't, they didn't have to cram the event into the venue.
Right.
I mean, you went to the one last year. I've been going for the past few. Brian did a good, like, a great job with what he was able to do, but he got together with Stefan from Ultimate Airsoft, and they came up with a plan for a growing... Can I say, like, a growing venue for a growing sport? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. No, he saw the need for a bigger location.
Yeah, he made it happen. There's new people coming in all the time. We can't just fill the room with guys that have been there. We need to cater to the new blood.
I also like not having to drive downtown.
Yeah, that's nice, too. Lots of parking.
Yeah, and the parking. I parked on the side of a snowbank, of course.
In your Jeep.
Yeah. I really should be sponsored by Jeep. And I know Jeep doesn't listen, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, and I actually had a chance to chit-chat with some people. We'll get into that right now.
Okay, I got two gentlemen here. Looks like you got some good deals today.
Absolutely, lots of good deals to be had down at TAC.
Excellent, you got a rubber knife.
I do, ready to play.
Excellent. What'd you get today?
I got a sick 7.4 lipo and some shims.
And some shims.
Yeah.
Shim shimmies. Excellent. Right on. So you guys all ready for the season? Where are you going to play this year?
Hill 437.
Hill 437. Yourself too?
Finchfield and Hill 437.
Okay. You like to stay on the west side of Toronto?
Yes. A good long ways. Waterdown.
Waterdown. All right. You going to venture out anywhere else in Ontario or North America?
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. Okay, so attack 14. I've ran into a gentleman by the name of Daniel. Is that right, Daniel?
Yep.
Daniel, my French is not very good, I'm sorry. And he's come all the way from Quebec City with your business. What's your business called?
It's called Canarmo. It stands for Canadian Armory.
Oh, excellent. How long was your drive here just to come to attack 14?
It took around 10 hours because we took our time and we left yesterday. And we arrived yesterday night and here we are.
Excellent. Yeah, the driving's a little different here in Toronto than up in Quebec, eh?
That's not too bad. It's actually really better than Montreal.
All right, no comment. Excellent. Quebec City, how's the community up there? Being from Ontario myself, I haven't been up there playing airsoft.
It's a really healthy community in Quebec, and especially in the surroundings of Quebec City. Every year we hold a game that's called the Battlefield, and this year there's already 500 people registered to participate at the 7, so that's a pretty healthy community.
500. When is that event?
It's in the end of May. I don't remember the date exactly, but...
May-ish, though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Excellent. 500. I might have to make it my way up for that one. That sounds... Whereabouts in Quebec would it be?
It's south of Quebec. It's in near a town called Sainte-Marguerite.
St. Margaret? First English people, St. Margaret? Yeah. Okay, awesome. Is there any theme to it? It's obviously Milsim. How long is it?
It lasts all day, and it's just one day, but that's a Milsim. It's on the basis of the game, the video game Battlefield, so there's posts, there's a point that you have to control, and people have to interact with stuff to activate their points, and that's pretty interesting.
Okay, here's a question I'm curious about. In Ontario, tan seems to be more prevalent than green. What's it like in Quebec?
I would say it's half and half. Actually, there's more green.
More green in Quebec? Okay, so maybe I should bring my tan kit then?
Yep, of course.
Excellent. Okay, so May, and it's called Battlefield.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to watch that on Airsoft Canada for sure, definitely. And hopefully I'll see you there, buddy.
Yep, of course.
All right, merci.
Thank you very much.
Sam, Whippy Airsoft, what can we expect this year in 2014?
Well, we hope to continue the games that we've been running. We're actually also expanding into Saturday games as well. We hope to theme those more towards the Milsim and keep the Sundays as walk-on friendly skirmish type of atmosphere. We do run some small scenarios on the Sunday games as well. And we hope to keep expanding and growing.
Okay, so with the Saturday games, more Milsim, say I have a group of 8 guys, do we have to pre-register?
For now, I'm going to try and keep it without registry. If you can contact me ahead of time, that always helps. It makes it a lot easier for pre-planning. But for the most part, we've kept it as a very walk-on friendly type environment just because it's not too hard to balance teams for small scenarios and skirmish type events.
Okay, now... I've been to your field. A lot of people in Toronto have been to your field. What about the people outside your field? What can they expect coming to Whitby Airsoft?
I try and tell them that we're a friendly group. We're kind of, the dynamic there is almost like a small group of friends, except with a ridiculous number of people. Like, I mean, sometimes we'll have 60, 70 people out there, but it's a very socially friendly environment. We have a lot of new people that come out, and we have a lot of veteran players, so there's a good mix of experience there if people are looking to learn something.
Okay, what about the size of your field?
It's about 25 acres of forest that we play on. There's some creeks in there.
Yeah, one big creek running down the middle. I've experienced that myself. Any particular rules that one should know about coming to Whitby Airsoft?
The rules I try to keep relatively standardized. We require full seal ballistic rated goggles, so they have to seal around your eyes like a ski goggle style, but they have to also have an impact rated lens. 400 feet per second is our velocity limit with a 0.20 gram BB. We require bio BBs only just because of the volume of players, and we want to keep the forest as clean as possible and be environmentally responsible. But for the most part, it's a relatively standard pack, the same kind of rules you'd find at any airsoft or paintball field.
Awesome. Okay. When are you opening for this year?
Well, we're going to try and do some early spring games in the colder weather, but again, we're at the mercy of nature here. The true full-time season opening will be right at about the end of May. The date, I can't remember offhand, but it is on the website on our calendar when we start going full-time.
Okay, and what is your website for anyone listening?
It's www.whippyairsoft.com. We also have a Facebook page if you want to check us out there.
Okay, that's pretty easy. All right, thanks, Sam.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I actually found some females here. Who am I speaking to?
Edie, Trina, Lisa.
And Lisa, what brings you girls to TAC 14?
Well, my husband's a huge airsofter. This is my third year coming here and spending the whole day.
Wow. You are a dedicated wife.
And my boyfriend, he is an avid airsofter as well, so that's why I'm here.
Excellent. And yourself, what brings you here?
I'm here to get patches.
You're here to get patches. You're the patch holder. Fantastic. Excellent. Have you actually played yet?
No.
Why not?
I'm building up the nerve.
Okay. Is this your boyfriend here? Why hasn't she played yet?
I haven't dragged her out yet.
Ah, buddy. And yourself, have you played yet?
Not yet, but I will.
That a girl. Excellent. Any particular weapon you want to carry?
Just a big one.
Just a big one. Okay, we're going to leave that one. You must have played already. This is your third year.
Yes, I've played. I had a Scar Light.
That a girl. You have a whole rig, don't you?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Excellent. All right, ladies, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Now I'm speaking with Brent from BB Bastards. How's it going?
Good. Going really well.
Excellent. Good sales today?
So far, actually, it's been too busy for us to stop and count. So it's a good day.
That's fantastic. I noticed your new tan patches. Tell me about those.
Well, we had a really good reaction to the ODs, so we decided to bring in another color. We're actually probably going to do another run that are going to be black and gray for the urban environment. So.
Fantastic. Does that outer edging look different to me, or is my eyes funny?
Yes, we actually, the second pass, we had some people talking about it being way too big. So we actually took the outer border off and shrank it by about a millimeter. It doesn't sound like much, but it actually is a substantial difference.
Okay, fantastic. So that's great news, because now my patch is an original and a collector's item. Any news on the horizon from BB Bastards?
Right now, we're just trying to get through the trade show. But, actually, this trade show has been wonderful. We've actually made two connections at the show. A little reluctant to talk about them right now. One is a great training opportunity with a local Canadian company going into training law enforcement. And the other one I actually can't talk about at all. But there is some good stuff coming up. There's going to be some big announcements coming into the main part of the season in Canada. And, it's looking like it's going to be a great 2014.
Okay, as far as product, do we have any new BBs to look at? Any new type of bio? Any heavier weights?
We are still working on the heavyweights. Unfortunately, we have two processes that we have to work around for our heavyweight, either styrene or bio. We have a fingerprinting process that allows us to chemically track all our BBs, so it stops counterfeiting. And we have to be very careful when we add things to the mix to not mess up our existing great product. So we're having a lot of trouble finding something that's good to add to get the weight up, but we are working on it. It is coming, but it's taking longer than we expected.
Okay, last time we spoke on This Week in Airsoft, you were mentioning your new sponsorship program. How's the reaction been to that?
Overwhelming. We're getting probably between 5 and 10 applications a day since the show, especially. The show really kicked off the deluge. So we're in the process of looking through all of those now. Honestly, we didn't expect to get that many responses, but it's just the sheer volume that is slowing things down, because we have to look at every application equally and give it a fair shake. So we'll be announcing in the next 30 days or so some teams that we're going to pick up for sponsorship, and then, of course, promoting that accordingly.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Brent, as always.
Awesome, buddy. Good to see you again.
GTA Recon. Helder, what's going on?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm all right. Just another day at the office. Who you got here with you, this big thug?
Who's the big thug?
Andrew.
Oh, Grimlock.
Grimlock, right on. You guys all set for Nightfall 3?
Only three of us.
Only three, yeah. It happens. Right on. Any other events you're going to be heading this year?
White Page in April, and we'll see from there what else comes up.
Right on. Training hard?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right on. So we'll meet up at Hooters later?
Sure.
Right. Thanks, boys. Ritz, what's going on?
Not much. Just decided to drop by and check out the convention here.
Excellent. Any good deals to be had?
Seems like it. I mean, a few of the retailers seem to be having sales off their regular products, and cash is king.
Cash is king, absolutely. Any big plans coming up in the near future?
Right now, just picking up gear for the zombie game down in May in Hickton.
So will you be wearing tan or green?
Civvies.
Civvies, PMC, eh? Going Day Z?
Yep.
That's right, folks, Day Z, we're Canadian. All right, thanks very much, Fitz. Have a good day.
No problem.
This is an interesting looking gentleman. What are you wearing today?
I'm wearing a Denison smock and a paratrooper uniform from 1st Canadian Parachute Battalion from World War II.
Excellent. You look fantastic. What's this rope you got around it, around you?
This is a 6-foot toggle rope. They use these to, well, pull carts. Ideally, it would be used to create a ladder. Or if you needed to climb somewhere, you could string them together.
Right. You'd use Buddy's rope as well and string them together. So if you had 12 people, you have... What's that, 12 times 6? 72 feet of rope.
Yep.
Well, that's phenomenal. Right on. So where do you play out of?
Guelph, Southern Ontario, everywhere, really. Anywhere that will take us.
Right on. And it's just full-on, everybody's World War II?
Typically, yes. There's French resistance. There's a lot of different German units. There's American units. There's pretty well anything you can think of.
And the German units always lose, right?
For the most part, yeah.
Right on. Cool, Ian. Thanks very much. Speaking of World War II, we got a Russian guy over here. Let's see if we can talk to him. All right, who am I speaking with now?
Max.
Max. What are you dressed up as, Max?
Soviet soldier, World War II.
Okay, any particular unit?
No, just not yet.
Not yet? Can you speak Russian?
Да, конечно.
Holy shnikes, there you go. That's pretty legit. Right on. You have ancestors that are Russian?
Yeah, my family fought in World War II.
Oh, right on. So this is more of a...
historical reason.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, where do you play out of, buddy?
Where do I play? No, I don't really play with this kid yet because we don't have an actual unit, but I play with the Germans and we fight against the Americans.
So you defected from Russia and joined the Germans. Is that true?
I don't want to say that, but I guess sure.
That's okay. It's not the 40s anymore. So, oh, that's awesome. So where do you play out of, though, normally?
There are just fields outside of Toronto, like Finch's Field, for example. We play there sometimes. But, just fields. We don't go to indoor games or anything like that.
Okay. So, just to describe what I'm looking at, looks like you're carrying a Tommy gun.
No, this is a PPSH.
But, yeah. Say that again?
PPSH.
That's the Russian version, or the Soviet version.
Yeah, well, it's the Soviets had this gun. They didn't have any of their own versions. This is just their gun.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many rounds would that hold?
71.
71. Right on. Cool. Thanks very much, Max.
No worries. Take it easy.
Those girls were funny.
Yeah, they were having a good time. They knew what they were doing. It's all good.
They actually were having more of a good time than I am when I go shopping with a girl at like Victoria's Secrets. Poke me in the eye.
You're doing something wrong.
Maybe I'm just desensitized.
Yeah, maybe.
Possibly. But
who knows?
Yeah, look forward to TAC 15. I think we're going to need a table at TAC 15 and do more sit-down interviews.
That is a great
idea.
Pull
people in and strap them to a chair.
Yeah, man.
And make them talk.
By legal means.
Who do you think we should have on the show next?
Good question. It depends on how games and events go this year and who we manage to make friends with, I suppose.
Who's willing to talk to me?
Who's willing to talk to you, yes. I mean, if I go there and try and get people, we'll have, you know, casts for the next 4 or 5 years. But we can't just, it has to be quality, not quantity. So we have to find people that have the resolve to deal with you.
I was trying to get Force Recon on. I think they're going to come on, but
they've got their hands full right now trying to get everything organized for their game, I think.
Apparently Rain Man said he was moving and renovating. And
oh, there you go, too. See, life gets in the way of everyone.
Yeah, watching Hours of Mike Holmes, seeing what he's doing, making it right. Episode 1, This Week in Airsoft, Canadian content. We're going to wrap it up. We're out of here, and I'll meet you on the DayZ server.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go fly some helicopters.